of these seven you can remember?
过去我讲了七个有关彼此要相对，互相做什么的主题，有七个。不晓得你能够回想或记忆起来多少个？
I heard somebody just say they had cheat sheets.
有些人还带小抄的。
Okay, do a little checkup here and see how many you remember. See if anybody got all seven of them.
好，标准答案在这儿啊。
Okay, how many of you got all seven? Anybody get all seven?
有哪个人说七个全对了？
Does that mean I could just start preaching them over again and you would not remember? Well, I have another one today. Number eight is, as you have already heard, serve one another.
今天我要讲的是第八个，彼此服侍。
And Chuck Swindoll has this questionnaire, another quiz for you.
好，现在是第二个考题。
Number one, who taught Martin Luther his theology and inspired his translation of the New Testament?
第一个问题，马丁路德是谁教他神学，然后使得他能够翻译这个新约？
Number two, who visited Dwight L. Moody at a shoe store and spoke to him about Christ?
第二个是谁到了这个鞋匠的店里面去找穆迪，跟他谈论耶稣基督？
Number three, who financed William Carey's ministry in India?
第
Somebody
三个
had to pay the way.
第三个是谁啊？在后面用经济筹款来帮助 William Carey 到印度去传教。
Number four, who refreshed the Apostle Paul in that Roman dungeon as he wrote his last letter to Timothy?
你看提摩太前书是谁在保罗在被关在罗马的大牢里面的时候给他许多的帮助。
Number five, who found the Dead Sea Scrolls?
第五个是谁找到的死海古卷？
And number six, who were the parents of the godly and gifted prophet Daniel?
最后一个是先知但以理，这么样的有才干，而且又很忠心的来在主里面他的父母是谁？
How many of you got all of those right?
上面六个题目有谁答对一题的？
Here's what's interesting, and this is what Chuck Swindoll says.
因为这都是 Chuck Swindoll 牧师他讲到的时候提到的。
Had it not been for those unknown people, those quote nobodies, end quote, a huge chunk of church history would be missing and a lot of lives would have been untouched.
他说："如果不是这些无名英雄在幕后做了许多的事情，我们刚刚提到这些伟人在教会历史里面许多伟人的丰功伟绩都不可能发生。"而且许多的生命也不可能，因为这样子而得到改变。
And all of these unknown people were servants of God, faithfully doing what God wanted them to do, without people ever really even knowing.
他们真是无名英雄，因为他们所做的，他们的名字并没有留下来。
Well, if you have your Bibles, turn back to Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, so we can follow along.
好，请大家看刚刚我们所读到的。加拉太书第五章第十三节。
And the first thing we see in the first part of verse 13 is we have a call, we've been called to freedom.
十三节说：“弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由。
It says, you, my brothers, were called to be free.
因为你们蒙召是要你们得自由。
So as we think about the nature of our freedom, we know that it is very, very important to us.
我们知道自由对人是非常重要的。
Those of us who are citizens of the United States know that we fought wars to gain our freedom. We are proud of our freedom. We know it has many benefits as well as limitations.
在座的美国公民啊，你都知道，我们为了这个自由啊，我们打过很多的仗，我们也为这个能够享有的自由非常的骄傲。但是我们也知道，自由也有它的法律上的限制。
And for those of us who are citizens of heaven, that is Christians, we know that Jesus died for it. We are blessed by it, and it also has many benefits.
对于一个已经在基督里的人，就是天国的公民啊，我们也知道是因为耶稣在十字架上面为我们而死，我们因为这样子而受到祝福，啊，而也得到了很多的好处。
By the way, I forgot to tell you, there is an outline on the back of the bulletin if you would like to fill that in as we go along.
在这个程序表的后面有一个空白的，不就是我的讲道大纲，大家可以做笔记用的。
And this next point has an error on that. That should say John 8 verse 32. John 8 verse 32. So you need to change that.
有一个小小的打错的地方，就是约翰福音第八章。26节应该改成第8章32节啊，就是讲这个自由。
And Jesus said, if he sets us free, we would be free indeed, meaning we would be truly free.
因为耶稣在八章第三十二节说，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
It doesn't matter what country you live in, where you live, you can be free in Jesus Christ.
所以不管你是在任何的国家里面，只要你在耶稣里，你就得到真的自由。
Paul says in Romans chapter 6 that we are free from sin.
保罗在罗马书六章里面所提到的，我们的自由是从这个罪恶里面得到释放。
And then he says in chapter 8 that we're free from the law.
保罗又继续说，在第八章里面我们是脱离了这些律法的捆绑。
And so Paul emphasizes many, many times in his writing that we have freedom in Christ.
保罗在许多他所写的这个新约里面讲到我们在基督里的自由。
But look in verse 13 and see what he says.
但是我们看看刚刚加拉太书五章十三节所说的下半句。
He says, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature.
他说不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
So the wrong use of our freedom is to indulge our sinful nature. That's not what God ever intended at all.
所以神给我们的自由并不是要我们去做放纵情欲。
Those of you who are in my first Corinthians Sunday School class know we've spent several Sundays talking about this in the book of Corinthians.
在我的主日学班上，我们讨论《哥林多前书》第一章，《哥林多前书》，我们也谈到很多这方面的。
He goes on then in the verse and says, "Rather serve one another in love."
刚刚第这十三节最后半句说，总要用爱心互相服侍。
So he says, let's make the choice to be servants, even though we are free.
所以虽然我们是自由的，但是我们选择要来做别人的仆人。
Doesn't that seem kind of strange to you that he says you're free? Now if free, choose to be a slave or a servant?
你看圣经这些教导是不是很有意思？表面上看起来好像是相反的，说我们是不受拘束的，是有自由的，但是我们却选择要去做奴仆。
So we're told to that we are free to choose, and we should choose to be servants.
圣经告诉我们，我们是自由的，但是我们却选择要去服侍别人。
Some of you will recognize this lady. She gave up her freedom and served in the slums of Calcutta, India.
许多人都知道这个女士她放弃她的许多自由，而且到加尔各答印度加尔各答的贫民窟里面去服侍别人。
She was a servant helping the poor, the sick and the needy.
去帮助那些最穷困生病的最需要最有需要的。
Do you know who she is?
很多人都知道她是德蕾莎修女。
I'll say it together. Mother Teresa.
Teresa.
Was she the greatest servant that's ever lived since Jesus and the apostles?
但是他是从耶稣基督跟使徒以来最伟大的 仆人吗？
Well, you think about that for a minute. We'll talk about some others later on.
所以你想想看，这个问题的答案是什么？等一下我会讲。
Let's talk about the nature of servants. What does it mean when we are talking about being a servant?
所以做一个仆人是什么意思？
There are two words in the New Testament that are translated that way.
在新约里面有两个字来解释仆人。
First one is a Greek word called diakonos, which simply means a servant, an attendant, or a waiter at a table.
第一个意思，这个仆人就是好像你出去吃饭在餐厅里面的那个侍者。
And it might be of interest to you to know that this is the word that deacon and minister comes from.
事实上教会里面的这些牧师或者是执事，他们原来的这个意思也是从服侍人的这个仆人来的。
So isn't it interesting that the people that we look at as being the top in the church, Jesus said, are down here servants? That's who they are.
你看圣经也很有意思，这些教会所谓的选举出或者推举出来的这个长老执事这些都是教会的领袖，但是原来的字是仆人。
There's a second word that's translated slave, and it's pronounced doulos.
然后第二个原文的字眼是就是奴隶。
And one of my commentaries describes it this way: the humblest and lowest of all servants who actually slaves for others, ready to remain without praise or honor.
我看的注解里面讲到，这是奴隶所做的是最卑微最低下的工作。而且他们的工作是经常没有人会去赞赏或是给他任何尊荣的。
Well, since I am born and raised in the United States, when I think of slave, I think back to the dark days of our history when there are actual slaves here in the United States.
因为我是在美国长大的，所以我想到这个奴隶，我就想到当年这个贩卖黑奴的时候。
Brought against their own free will here to work in cotton fields and the sugar cane fields to make money for other people.
所以这些奴隶是被带到美国来，在农田里面干活，替别人赚钱。
So I need to get a different idea in my mind of what it's talking about here in the New Testament, although they did have slaves like that as well.
但是当我来讲圣经里面的奴隶的时候，我需要有一个。我们需要用一个新的角度来看。
But these slaves, it was against their will. They had no choice. They were captured. They were sold. They were like a piece of property.
我们刚刚所看到这些黑奴，他们是被掳到这个国家来不是他们自愿的。
A better understanding is to go back to the book of Exodus, chapter 21.
但是圣经里面讲到的这个奴隶，我们要看出埃及记第21章第6节。
God gave guidelines, especially if they were fellow Israelites, that after so many years, these slaves were to be set free. They were not supposed to continue on their whole life in slavery.
这个经节讲到说，有一些奴隶，他们是自愿留下来在主人家里面继续的做工的。
But God said that they could give the servant a choice in the matter.
所以圣经里面就这样的规定说，你可以让这些奴隶自己做一个选择。
It's important to notice that this is the servant's choice, not the master's choice.
是，我们要注意，这是让那个奴隶自己选择，而不是主人替他选择。
It says, but if the servant declares, I love my master, my wife and children, and do not want to go free, then his master must take him before the judges. He shall take him to the door or the doorpost and pierce his ear with an awl.Then he will be his servant for life.
所以这二十一章五到六节说，倘若奴仆明说我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，不愿意自由的出去，他的主人就要带他到审判官那里，又要带他到门前，靠着门框用锥子穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍主人。
So you get the picture. They would actually put their ear up against the doorpost like this, take a hammer and a poom, and put a hole through it and a ring in it, and that told everybody, this servant loves his master and has made the choice to be a servant of his master.
所以他们的耳朵要穿一个洞，人家就看到就知道说这个奴隶是自愿留下来为主人继续做工的。
And in the New American Standard Version, in James 1, verse 1, it says, James, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个版本的英文圣经里面，雅各书一章一节里面有这个特殊的名词叫做 bond servant， 就是这个意思。
And so when we're talking about that here, we're talking of this idea of a bond servant, one who is bonded by love to the master, serving because of love and the desire to please the master.
这样的仆人，他们是因为爱主人，他们愿意留下来，自愿来做工。
And that gives us a better understanding of what it means to be a servant and even a slave for God, not because we forced to or because we have to, but because we have chosen to by love.
所以我们在基督里啊，我们说我们要愿意做一个仆人啊的意思，也是我们是出于自愿的。
Of course, we have examples of this in the Bible.
我们在圣经里面有许多这样的榜样。
The best one being, of course, Jesus.
第一个当然就是耶稣基督他自己。
It says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 7, that Jesus made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant being made in human likeness.
腓立比书二章七节说耶稣基督自己虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And the word translated servant here is actually the one that usually is translated slave, but maybe we don't like to think about Jesus being a slave to us.
事实上，原文的翻译这个奴仆，就是那个奴隶的意思。
And then the second example, of course, is Paul.
第二个例子就是保罗。
It says in 1 Corinthians 9:19, though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible.
哥林多前书九章十九节，保罗自己写到说，我虽是自由的，无人管辖，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。
And the list is really long in the Bible of people who have chosen to serve God because of love and because of love for people.
所以我们看到圣经里面有许许多多这样的榜样，他们为了爱神，为了爱人，他们愿意来做奴仆。
Well, let's go on and look at the requirements for serving if we're going to serve.
所以我们看看要做要服侍人有哪些要求。
Go back to verse 13 again, Galatians chapter 5, verse 13.
我们刚刚所念的五章第十三节加拉太书
It says rather serve one another. What are the next two words? In love.
圣经说你们互相服侍是要用爱心。
What kind of love do you suppose this is talking about?
这个爱在这边讲的是哪一种爱？
Anybody want to guess?Agape love, that is correct.
是这个牺牲自己的爱。
It goes on in verse 14, it says that the entire law is summed up in a single command to love your neighbor as yourself.
第十四节说因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
Love is so, so important when we serve other people.
所以当我们去服侍别人的时候爱是如此的重要。
I've taught a course on spiritual gifts called Network many, many times, and it has a very good illustration of the difference between serving with love and serving without love.
所以我在教导这方面的时候常常有许多的这个例子，有的是去服侍人靠着爱心，有的是服侍人却没有爱心。
My Sunday school class has permission to go to sleep during this time because they've already seen this.
我可能在我的主日学里面讲过一些，所以有些人已经知道了。
Serving with love. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul talks about love as the way we are to serve one another.
哥林多前书第十三章里面讲到爱，是我们彼此服侍的一个要件。
So there's a comparison between servanthood, which is serving with love, and servility, which is serving without love.
所以这两个英文字一个是做仆人，第二个是去服侍人却没有爱。
The one who serves with love serves out of obedience. I want to serve God.
第一个是顺服神。
Without love is obligation. I have to serve God.
如果没有那个爱心的话，那只是一个义务。
The one with servanthood is motivated by what God sees. I would encourage you to write down this quote: "Serves an audience of one."
对，我很希望大家能够把它写下来就是这一点，说是你们的动，你服侍人的动机是什么？左边那个。是有爱心的，是你神看到什么你就去服侍。另外一个是你要别人看到。
Servility is motivated by what others sees and it serves to please other people.
如果没有那个爱心，你做的只是让别人看。
Servanthood has the attitude of whatever it takes and goes beyond expectations.
有爱心的服侍是。他的态度是不管怎么样，你都愿意付上这个代价。
Servility has the attitude of it's not my job, and it does the very minimum to get by.
那如果没有爱心，那样的服侍只是做到最少的。
Servanthood has the results that are God glorifying, and it directs the attention to God, humbly reflecting Christ.
有爱心的服侍是为了荣耀神。
And servility, the results are self-seeking, to draw attention to self and pridefully promoting self.
那么没有爱心的服侍是为了自己，让自己得到赞美。
And servanthood serves with a spirit of humility.
有爱心的服侍是带着谦卑去做的。
God did that.God has given me a spiritual gift and he has filled me with his spirit to empower me for faithful and meaningful expression of that spiritual gift. God used me to have an impact on a person's life.
所以这样的人常常会说是神做的因为神是给我的恩赐让我去服侍人。所以神使用我来做一些事。
And servility serves with a spirit of pride. Hey,I did that. I have something to offer. Aren't I something? I.
没有爱心的服侍，通常他的着眼，他的这个注意力都放在自己的身上是我做了这个，我做了那个，我。
So the question is, what does love have to do with serving?
所以，爱心跟服侍有什么关系呢？
Everything.
它是。这两个是在各方面都有关系的。
The second thing, not only are we supposed to serve in love, but we need to serve with our spiritual gifts and our talents.
第二个是不但要除了用爱心去服侍人，我们还要借着神给我们的恩赐去服侍。
1 Peter 4:10 says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in its various forms.
彼得前书第四章说，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
So God gave us talents and spiritual gifts not to keep for ourselves, but to help other people to serve them and to bless their lives.
因为神把这样的恩赐赐给我们，是要我们去帮助别人，让别人得到益处。
And the third thing goes back to the sermon I preached last time, to serve with humility.
第三个方面是我们在服侍的时候要带着谦卑。
And when we serve in humility, we're actually placing ourselves below those we serve, because a servant usually serves someone who is greater.
当我们带着谦卑的时候，我们就会把我们自己放在我们服侍对象的更低一层。
Now, quite often there are two extremes that happen in the Christian life, and that, of course, that's what makes Satan happy. He does not want us to be balanced.
我们常常看到在基督徒的服事里面有两个极端。
The one extreme is the person here who says, "Oh, serve me, serve me, serve me, serve me, serve me," but they don't do anything.
第一个是要别人来服事自己，但他自己不去服事人。
And then we have the extreme over here where the person serves and serves and serves and serves till, if you remember my picture before, it runs dry, it runs out.
另外一个极端是一个人不断的去服事，到最后自己都枯干了。
You know, this person over here, sometimes if you try to serve them, they'll say, "No, no, 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 you can't serve me."
像这样的人，有时候你说你要去服侍他，他反而说不必不必，你不需要来服侍我。
And that's why the song that we sang earlier about the servant song, it says, "Brother, let me be your servant. Let me be as Christ to you."
所以我们唱的最后一条诗歌，刚刚唱的，他最后一节讲到说，弟兄，我也。也让我来服侍你。
And pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant too.
所以我也在神面前祷告，让你们也能够来服侍我。
My wife gave me a card when we were dating and it said this, and this is the balance.
在我跟我太太交往的时候，他写了一个卡片，我们告诉我们要寻求这个平衡。
It said, "Sometimes I help you, and sometimes you help me, and that's the way it's supposed to be."
他说我们应该有时候你帮我，有时候我帮你，这才是正常的。
And if we won't let other people serve us, we're actually robbing them of a blessing and of the joy of being using the gifts that God has given to them.
所以我们如果不让弟兄姐妹来服侍我们，那么我们是不是把神给他们服侍人的机会拿走了呢？
This man is considered by many to be the greatest evangelist of the 20th century.
许多人认为这位是当代最伟大的布道家。
He's traveled the whole world over telling people about Jesus Christ, and literally thousands of people have come to know Christ through this man.
他走遍了全世界，带领了千千万万的人，把他们带到耶稣的面前。
Do you know who he is?
许多人都知道这位就是。
Everybody said, Billy Graham.
格里汉博士。
Well.Is he the greatest servant since Jesus Christ and the apostles?
那么他是从耶稣跟使徒以来最伟大的一个服侍的仆人吗？
Well, you can think about that for a while. We'll talk about that later too.
等一下我再讲这个答案，你好好想一想。
And then the third thing we want to look at are the rewards for serving.
第三个是我们服侍人有什么样的回报呢？
First thing we see is that servants will be blessed.
第一个是服侍人的会受到神的祝福。
If you remember the story when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, he took on a job that was very lowly, very humble, that normally a servant would do.
许多人都知道耶稣基督替门徒洗脚的故事。
And when he was done, this is what he told his disciples.
所以当他替门徒洗完脚以后，他这么说。
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
他说，我虽然是你们的夫子，却替你们洗脚。所以你们也应当彼此洗脚。你们如果知道这些事情，而且去做，你们就有福了。
Some people take this literally, and actually, in their churches, they wash each other's feet.
甚至有些人，有些教会，他们真的是这样子去做，真的是去彼此洗脚。
I've actually been a part of a ceremony like that, and it is very moving, very humbling.
当我看到这样的景象的时候，它确实是一个很让人心动的景象。
But we also know that figuratively Jesus meant by this that we should serve one another.
但耶稣的意思不光是只是表面的字眼说洗脚，事实上是要我们彼此服侍。
And he said in the same passage that he said, now that I, your Lord and Master, have done this, you should do it too, because basically the servant is not above the master. So if the master did it, we should do it as well.
耶稣也说过，学生不能够高过先生。那我做这个做老师的都替你们洗脚，难道你们彼此不应该互相洗脚吗？
Now, Jesus doesn't really tell us what the blessings are going to be. He leaves that, as we would say, an idiom open-ended. We're not sure exactly what all the blessings are.
耶稣没有仔细地告诉我们说是什么样的祝福会临到我们。
Maybe some of the blessings we will not see until we get to heaven.
也许我们甚至有些祝福是我们看不到的，要到了天上我们才知道。
But let me just ask for a show of hands of how many of you have received a blessing from serving other people.
我问问大家，有谁你感觉到别人为你做的？
Okay, hold them way up high, and everybody can look around and see how many people have been blessed. Okay.
你觉得有别人在替你服侍的？
All right. Well, the problem is, from our human nature, is often we look for how we can be served rather than how we can serve.
但是我们人的本性是，我们都希望别人来服侍我们。
Have you ever heard of this radio station, WIIFM?
你有没有听过这样一个电台叫做 WIIFM？
Well, you actually listen to it every day.
事实上，你每天都在听这个电台。
What's in it for me?
就是这对我有什么好处？
That's the question that we ask many, many times. What am I going to get out of this?
我做这个事情对我有什么好处？我得到什么？
And sometimes we've chosen to believe what Satan will say and said, you'll be really blessed if other people serve you and serve you and serve you.
所以撒旦常常会告诉我们说，你会大大的得到祝福，如果你不断的受到别人给你的这个服侍。
But Jesus says you'll be blessed if you serve other people.
但耶稣却告诉我们说，你会被祝福，如果你去服侍别人。
So who are you going to believe, the father of all lies or Jesus?
所以你是要听耶稣的话，还是要听这个撒谎之人撒谎之人的父撒旦的话？
And then some of you may be even saying, you know, I didn't raise my hand because I've served sometimes and I have not been blessed.
也许有些人没有举手，因为你说，哎，我曾经去服侍别人，但是我好像没有得到祝福。
In fact, this just happened to me not too long ago. I was trying to help somebody out, and actually they got mad at me.
就像我在前一阵子，我想去帮助一个人，结果帮了一半，那个人还对我很不谅解。
Well, first I have to ask myself some questions, such as, am I serving with love?
所以我先问我自己说，我的服侍是不是出于爱心？
Or am I serving God with my spiritual gifts and talents?
第二个是我是不是靠着神给我的恩赐去服侍他？
Am I serving in humility?
第三个是我去服侍的时候，我是不是带着谦卑的态度？
And if we can say yes to those questions, then it does not matter what other people do, because eventually Jesus will keep his word and he will bless you even if other people do not.
如果这三个问题的答案都是正确的，那么我们就应该去服侍人，不管那个人对我们的反应是好还坏。
The second thing we see is servants will be great in God's kingdom.
第二个耶稣说在神的国里面这个服侍人的是在最上位的。
James and John came to Jesus and said, Lord, we have a request for you. When you come into your kingdom, we want one of us to sit in your right hand and one on the left hand, the seats of importance, of power.
耶稣的两个门徒 两个人门徒来争吵说，将来我们是不是一个可以坐在你的左边，一个坐在你的右边？
And so here's what Jesus said. He called them together and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them.
马太二十章里面讲，耶稣这样回答他们说：“你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大权超大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。”
Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
他继续说：“谁愿做为首的，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。”
So Jesus is saying we have two totally different ways of looking at things here, totally different ways.
所以耶稣说，我们在这里有两种不同的眼光，完全不同的眼光来看一件事情。
He said in the world, the greatest is determined by how many people serve you.
按照世界的眼光，你的尊荣跟伟大是看有多少人来服侍你。
How many people are underneath you, like the CEO, maybe the department head, or the superintendent, or people like that? That's greatness.
就是你在不同的单位里面做一把手，下面有很多人听你的指挥。
He said, it's not that way in my kingdom. It's not that way at all.
但是耶稣说，在我的国里，刚好是相反。
He said, in God's kingdom, the greatest is how many people you serve.
你服侍的人越多，你在我的国里面才是越大。
It's like a turned over triangle.
我们看好像这个三角形刚好是倒过来的。
And so he said, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, you need to be the servant of all.
所以他说在天国里面，你如果要做大的，你必须要去服侍人。
So what do you think? Do you think Mother Teresa was the greatest servant since Jesus Christ and the apostles?
所以刚刚问大家的问题，这个德蕾莎修女，她是最伟大的仆人吗？
Do you think that Billy Graham was the greatest servant since Jesus Christ and the apostles?
那么，Billy Graham，Billy Graham 的葛培里牧师，是最伟大的仆人吗？
How many of you think we don't really know?
有哪些人说我们不一定有答案？
I see a couple of hands, thank you. I really believe that we don't have any idea who the greatest servant in the kingdom of heaven is.
我相信我们并不知道这个答案，谁是最伟大的。
It may be some person who spent their life in prayer, praying. We have never heard of them.
也许我们从来没有听过有人一直在为别人祷告的，但是他的名字我们并不知道。
God is the only one who knows, and that's fine, because he knows our hearts, he knows the reasons we serve and all the rest.
因为只有神知道每个人的内心，知道我们是出于什么样的动机来服侍。
Now you may think I'm doing too many quizzes this morning, but I have a third quiz for you this morning.
这是最后一个考题。
I think some of you will do better on this one than the last one.
可能简单，比刚刚那个简单一点。
Because it's about our church right here.
因为这个是关于这个教会的问题。Question
number one, who cleans the church?
第一个是谁给教会扫地？Question
number two, who turned up the heat this morning so it was warm when you came in?
第二个是谁把暖气打开，所以你每个礼拜天早上走进来的时候不会太冷？Question
number three, who paid the gas and electric bills so we have lights and heat?
谁付了这个电费跟这个瓦斯费。
Question number four, who's taking care of the children and teaching them?
谁现在正在下面教导，还有看管小孩？
Question number five, who sees that we have food for our meal every week?
谁每个礼拜去张罗这些中饭，所以我们可以吃得很高兴。
And number six, who prints the bulletin?
还有吃完饭清扫的，还有每个礼拜谁去打这个程序单的？
How many of you got all of those correct?
有谁能够知道所有的答案？
The next question is when is the last time you thanked them?
第二个问题是，您上一次谢谢这些人是什么时候？
Do you have any idea how unusual it is for a church to be without a pastor for 2 years and continue on like this church has?
你知道有多少个教会能够像这个教会这样子，两年没有牧师，却仍然在这里存在，并且稍有增长吗？
I don't have the statistics, but more than one person has told me the church has actually grown in the 2 years without a pastor.
我虽然不是很清楚，但是有人告诉我说，事实上我们过去两年还增长了一点。
It makes those of us who are pastors feel really good.
实在让我们这些专门做牧师的人感觉到很奇怪。
You know what else that tells me?
你知道我有什么样的感受吗？
It tells me that there are a number of people in this church who are working very hard at being servants to you and to God.
我深信这个教会里面有许多人，非常努力的在服侍大家。
Sometimes we take it for granted and don't even say thank you.
我们常常习以为常，而忘了跟他们，说感谢。
So that's an assignment. Say thank you to somebody today who's been serving you in the church and God in this way.
所以今天我给大家的这个功课就是你要去如果有别人服侍你，你要跟他今天跟他说谢谢。
And you know.There's a problem with a sermon like this. Did you know that?
I lost.
So there's a problem with a sermon like this. Did you know that?
Oh. 你知道我今天讲这些东西常常会出问题。
The people who are already serving and doing a lot say, "Oh, what else can I do?" They don't need to do anything else.
就是有一些已经在服侍的人，他听了这个问，听了今天的讲道以后，他会再问我说，我还有哪些该做的。
And sometimes it happens that people who aren't serving just walk out the doors and say, too bad.
但是有一些人，他会走到，就走出门外，说，不怎么样。
There's an Italian economist by the name of Wilfredo Pareto, if I pronounced it correctly, I don't know.
有一个意大利的经济学家叫做Pareto, 他有一个很有名的理论。
That's right, you should be able to say that word, you're an economist. And he said this, he said that 80% of the work is done by 20%, no, let me see. His principle said, in business, roughly 80% of the effects come from 20% of the causes.
他最有名的就是这个80-20这个法则。他原来的发现是说，有20% 的这个原因决定 80% 的影响或是后果。
And this has been applied to churches that in many churches 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people.
在教会里面常常有人这样讲说，有80%的工作都是那20%的人做的。
Is that God's plan?
请问这是神所希望看到的吗？
Is that the way it's supposed to be?
是神定的原则吗？
This means yes, this means no. Okay, well, I don't know what the actual percentage here is at our church.
我不知道我们这个教会做事的，这个比例是多少。
I know there are a lot of people who work really hard, but I've never tried to count.
我知道很多人都很用心的去服侍人，但我从来没有仔细的算过。
But what would happen if 80% of us got involved in some sort of serving?
如果我们能够有80%的弟兄姐妹都动起来，都去服侍人。
Or if you're a dreamer like I am, sometimes I dream about 100% of the people doing 100% of the work.
或者是像我常常梦想的，100%的动员起来。
I think that's God's idea, and it sounds like a pretty good plan to me.
我想神应该是最喜悦这样的这种计划。
I think we would be amazed at what would happen here in our church and our community if that would truly become a reality.
我想，如果我们都动员起来，100%，每个人都去服侍人，我们这个教会，会完全的不一样。
And I don't know the percentages, but I know, well, first of all, how many of you enjoyed the Chinese New Year celebration? How many of you enjoyed that?
我不晓得有多少人喜欢，记得这个，过年的时候我们所，那个过年的晚会。
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was amazed by how many people were involved.
我非常的。欣赏那个节目，因为我看到好多好多的人都投入在这个节目里面。
Just look at some of these things, these cute little girls, and then think about all the work that went into getting these little cute girls up front.
我们看到这些小女孩们上去跳，这个民族舞蹈。
The teachers and the parents and the costume, everything involved, it's amazing.
许多的。老师父母，还有背后工作的做服装的等等，
And we loved it, didn't we?
我们做观众的喜悦看到这些美好的节目。
And even the skits only took just a little while, but there was a lot of work went into making those skits.
我们也看到青少年所表演的这个短小品。
And we saw some people on stage dressed like we never would have imagined.
还有这个新版的这个，
And of course, we can't forget the food. We
还有美
can't have
好
a
的
Chinese celebration in the New Year without food, can we?
美好的食物。
And how many people were involved in that? It was phenomenal.
所以对我来讲，真的是一个美好的节目。
And there's great potential of what could happen here. Some great things are already happening. But if even more, what could happen if we would all learn to serve?
所以我看到这个教会可以做更多、更伟大的事情。
This summer we have a music programming coming up, a program coming up, and lots of opportunities for serving there.
所以今年夏天我们有一个给小孩子的音乐营。我想很多人，可以来服侍。
And we have the retreat in September, and then we also have a Chinese language school starting.
在这个劳工节9月初劳工节的这个长周末，我们会有一个秋天的秋令会，然后我们有中文学校要开始。
But the opportunities go far, far beyond the doors here of the church.
那么，在社区里面也同样有很多服侍人的机会。
So, just some questions to wrap things up. Number one is, what are ways that we can serve others?
所以，我们来结论一下，有哪些方式我们可以去服侍别人？
I'm not going to spend much time on this, but just to give you a few ideas, I put a few ideas up here at home. I'm not even going to read them. You can look at them.
你们可以自己看，在家里面教导孩子服侍我们的配偶，照顾我们的父母亲。
Maybe you didn't know that doing some of the things you do at home is really serving the Lord.
其实你在家里面好好的服侍你的家人，就是服侍上帝。
And then at the church, I'm probably standing in the way of some of
在
these.
教会里面有许多的教导。祷告还有这个吃中饭歌潮 清教会啊，在后面做这个音响系统啊，还有做出来做长老或者执事啊，还有奉献。
And then on in our community and on our job.
在我们的工作上，跟在我们这个社区里面，我们一样可以做很多的事，帮助别人啊，跟别人分享福音啊，去鼓励别人，然后去扶持这些有需要的人，给他们帮忙。
I wanted to put these up here because sometimes we think that serving the Lord is only teaching a Sunday school class or being a deacon or something like that, and there are many, many, many ways to serve God.
我把这些摆在这里，是因为让大家知道说，服侍人不光是只是在教会里面。
Second question is, in what ways are you serving others right now?
第二个是我们现在正，我们可以用哪些方法去服侍，就是现在我们可以用哪些方法去服侍在我们旁边的人。
And the third question is, if you are not serving others like you should, why aren't you?
第三个是，如果你没有。还没有服侍，开始服侍人，你要问自己为什么你还没有。
There are actually a few good reasons why not to, sometimes because of our health, situations like that, but most of our reasons are just excuses.
常常我们不能够去服侍人许多的都是借口除了身体不好以外，其他许多常常都是借口。
Then the last question is, where does God want you to start serving today or this week?
第四个是神要你在哪个岗位上面去服侍他？
Will you do what he wants you to do?
你要开始来做吗？
So serve one another in love.
所以让我们彼此服侍，在爱心里面彼此服侍。
And in closing, we're actually going to sing a prayer.
最后我要跟请大家一起来唱这个
I
祷告
did not
词。
know this was in your hymn books, so if you'd like to sing it in Chinese, you can turn to page number 397 in your red book. Page 397 in the red book.
397页，红色诗歌本，397页。
I would have known it was there, I would have had Stephanie play, but I do have it on a video clip. I think I do. It worked when we practiced it. Maybe you'll still get to play it, Stephanie. Slide 63. Slide 63. What about if you go down to the bottom and click the arrow? Still nothing. Okay. Do you know the song, Stephanie? Well, you want to sight read it or you just want to sing it, want us to sing it a cappella? Okay. We will understand if you don't play it well because it's brand new. Let's stand as we sing this together. Make this our prayer this morning.
请大家一起站起来，我们唱这397首。
May he a servant. servant. Make me a servant. Make me a servant today.
One more time.
Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant. Make me a servant. Make me a servant today.
Let's pray together.
那我们祷告。
God, we just pray that you would bless us with a servant's heart.
神啊，求你祝福我们，让我们能够有一个仆人的心怀。
I pray, Lord, that you would help us to find strength through the power of the Holy Spirit to be servants for you.
主啊，求你帮助我们在透过圣灵啊，让我们有这样一个服侍人的心。
Bless us with the wisdom to know what areas you want us to serve.
求你赐给我们智慧，让我们能够找到我们能够服侍的岗位。
As we follow you and are obedient to you, may your name be glorified and your kingdom built. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们愿意遵从你服从走在你的话语里面，求你也祝福我们，这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
You may be seated.
请坐。